This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Over the world, one radio station and one listener at a time. This is the DJV Show, standing for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer, out sick. She really had a bad experience at a restaurant with her father last night, so she's gonzo. Hopefully she'll be better by tomorrow. Today is Thursday, the 31st of May. Victoria Keelan is here with some updated items from the trending department. What do we have, Victoria, that has piqued your interest?
Well, you know, there's a really cool Good Samaritan story that's trending right now, and I think we could all use a little bit of uplifting news, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So here's how it goes. Arizona PBS broadcast reporter named Delilah Cassidy shared her story on Twitter. She said, this is her Twitter story. She said, okay, so the most amazing thing just happened to me, and I can't help but share it with the world. American Airlines, you'll love this one, Doug, this is an airline story. American Airlines instituted a new policy where you have to pay to take a carry-on onto the plane, which is ridiculous, however off topic. So she said, I consolidated my bags into one. They measured it and said it was still too big. They proceeded to charge me $50, except they only take credit cards, no cash. I was on a leg coming back from Europe. All of my cards had been declined, as Chase Bank didn't know that I was back in the United States. They thought someone was committing credit card fraud.
Right,
so
yeah.
She said, they told me I have to miss my flight and head back to the ticket counter, pay down there, and do the whole thing again. And she said, as I'm pleading and devastated after a long day of travel, a man walks up behind me and says, how much is it? They tell him $50, and he says to me, I got it. So she said, I'm astonished, and I tell him, it's fine, you know, don't worry about it. And he hands the lady his card, and they swipe it, and he says, have a great flight, and he hops on board. She said, I literally teared up. I was so exhausted, and this man was an angel. I stopped him as I loaded onto the plane. He's sitting in first class. I tried to give him my cash, but he just shook me off and told me to pay it forward. She said, there are good people in this world. My heart is so happy. Be that person for someone, because I know after this, I sure will be. She did not know who the man was. At the end of the flight, she noticed him. He's a tall guy. He was walking off the plane, and people in the terminal started asking if they could take pictures with him. Well, it turns out, even she's from Arizona, so it then dawned on her, he was Arizona Cardinals tight end Jermaine Gresham. He had a big season last year, and he was headed to his off-season practice and decided to play the Good Samaritan. And so now Jermaine Gresham is trending on Twitter for a really wonderful reason.
Good for him. And bad for American Airlines. Just doesn't get it, man. None of these airlines do. They are so bad. Customer relations, they don't even know what the hell it means.
Mm-mm.
They just would rather stick it to you. I remember once I had a knockdown, drag-out fight with somebody, and I won at the LAX. When you go upstairs to do the pre-check, and you have to go by this woman who barely speaks English, and she'll look at your bag and scour at your face, and you know, sometimes they'll tell you to put it in. It's off by a millimeter, and because they have the power. You have to pay. And I said, no, I'm not paying for this bag. And she said, yes, you have to pay to the. And she sent me to the counter, and I went to the counter, and I told the guy that I had electronic equipment in it, and I wasn't going to separate myself from it, and I wasn't going to pay for it. And the only reason that I won is because of my status as a flyer there. If I'd have been a regular jamoke like this woman, perhaps, they'd have said, screw you, you know, just give us the $50. That's all they care about. They don't care about, because there's only three big airlines, or maybe four if you consider Southwest to be in that league, and there are more people that want to fly than there are seats in the plane. So, okay, they just never think about what the future holds. And I think that's always, and the reason I said it that way, Victoria, is because you talk about paying it forward. What these people will suffer sooner or later in some way, shape, or form is I don't want to say retribution, but just the results of their inflexibility and their really lousy people skills. That's really, and the guy who runs American is a guy named Doug Parker. I've sent him any number of notes, and they always get acknowledged, and sometimes they have some reward attached to them. But it's the whole thing about, you know, we've got so much cash, we've got so much money, we've got so much power. We'll tell you what the rules are, and they do. They make the rules, and if you don't like them, you either pay or you don't fly. That's it. Pretty much, that's what they told this lady, right?
Yep,
pay
head back
or
down,
stay. Yeah.
Pay for your carry-on and then pay to change your flight. That's a $200 trip down to the ticket counter right there.
Yep. And
or $250.
A lot of it is calculated. Okay, so that's that story.
And then here's another good one. Do you want one more good one?
Yeah,
today
please.
Today is hashtag National Smile Day. So everybody, try to give as many smiles as you can today.
And you're smiling. When you're smiling, you're listening to me sing.
Can't predict what will happen.
Okay. Here's the story of the Supreme Court's work this week, ruling that police cannot search a vehicle parked next to a house on private property without a warrant.
Isn't that a
police? Well, apparently not in Virginia, where a police officer arrested a fellow named Ryan Collins after confirming that he'd stolen a Suzuki motorcycle by lifting up a tarp covering the bike, which was parked on private property. So he had the goods on this guy, but Collins was convicted ultimately and argued the police violated his Fourth Amendment rights that required a warrant before search. And under the Fourth Amendment, the automobile exception allows for cars to be searched without a warrant if probable cause exists to believe it contained contraband. In physically intruding on the Collins' home to search for the motorcycle, the officer, whose name was Ralph Rhodes, I think, not only invaded Collins' interest in the item searched, that is the motorcycle, but also invaded his interest in his home. The justice who wrote the opinion was Sonia Sotomayor. The question before the court is whether the automobile exception justifies invasion. The answer is N-O, no. So the conviction got thrown out. The guy stole the motorcycle. He gets to keep it because...
This is so weird. So is this story trending now? Because I read this story a few months ago when it came out because...
No, that was when they went to the... That's when they went to the Supreme Court. This is the announcement of the decision.
This is the verdict, wow.
Of what the Supreme Court did. A lot of rulings will come down this
month. So this is telling everyone, this is sending the message, steal a car, steal a motorcycle, just get it onto your property, and you're in the clear.
And you're home free.
Good to me. Yeah.
That
I wanted a motorcycle.
Nuts.
So.
That's nuts. Wow.
But the reason I read this story a few months ago is not because of... So I went to elementary school with a kid named Ryan Collins, and I was, like, looking to see if I could find that person on social media. And this
and
is
you know
the,
it was him? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't him, because it turns out there are a ton of Ryan Collinses in the world. Yeah. But, I hope it wasn't him, because I would be sad if a kid I went to elementary school with is now out there stealing motorcycles. But I guess good for him. Now he's got a free bike, so...
Good for him. Not exactly good for him, but...
Not good for the guy
crazy.
He stole it from.
No, it is crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. 14 past the hour. Here's something else that's crazy. The number of people who are not getting a good night's rest because they have a lousy mattress, they have lousy pillows, lousy sheets. Why are you doing that to yourself? Get the rest you need to be healthy and happy. It'll affect your blood pressure. It affects everything. Not getting enough sleep is just plain bad for you. And once in a while, you can miss a little, but if you're consistently getting less than 6 hours a night, you're going to be in trouble sooner or later, especially if you're a parent. There's this survey that's out this week, guidelines and rules for parents, as especially it affects mothers who have just had children. There was a survey done of 234 mothers who slept better and longer on good, solid mattresses and with good sheets and good pillows. And if you didn't get that much rest, the problem was you're going to become a permissive parent. So those of you who don't want to become a permissive parent because you didn't get enough sleep, you may want to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DGD, get some new pillows, get a new mattress, get some new sheets, get all kinds of things for your bedroom. All of the fixings are there at MyPillow.com at 50% off the regular price. That's right, whether you're buying pillows, mattresses, whatever it is, you name it. The pillows are so good because they're made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60 days, you use it, you don't like it, send them back, get a new one, or get your money back. All that guaranteed. Good night's rest, be a better parent, all that stuff. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for the special pricing. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The world's largest diamond mining company, De Beers, is going to sell lab-made diamonds for the first time.
Interesting.
Released a statement this week. De Beers said it's going to market the lab-grown diamonds, which are much cheaper than mined diamonds, and a new fashion line called Lightbox. Lightbox will transform the lab-grown diamond sector by offering consumers a lab-grown product they've told us they want but aren't getting. Affordable fashion jewelry that may not be forever, but it's perfect for right now. Oh, my God.
That's the tagline?
Yep. They say they can do $80 billion a year in this.
But, you know, they're smart to do this because that is a huge growing trend. And I wanted lab-grown diamonds because they're more environmentally friendly. So that's good that they're doing that.
Yeah.
And the human rights violations of diamond mines in
Africa. Why do you want a diamond? I ask this all the time. I just like to get everybody going. Why? It's too bad Jennifer wasn't here for this one. Why do you want a diamond? Why did you want a diamond? Why do you have
a
diamond?
Well, I don't have a diamond. I have a diamond wedding band. That's all I have.
Okay. So why did you want a diamond wedding? Why not just...
Because I love diamonds. Hello?
Why do you love diamonds?
Because they're sparkly and gorgeous. Hello? What else are you looking for?
Well, the amount of money that you spend for these things is... You know how people who have died getting mines, those blood diamonds, what are they called?
I don't have... But see, that's what I'm saying. I don't have blood diamonds because they're grown in a lab. That's why I chose that.
Yeah, I get
specifically.
That. But even so, the value of them, just it's a piece of rock, for God's sake. I can get them out of my garden.
You've got coal growing in your garden?
I have lots of things growing in my garden, including rocks galore. I just take a couple of extra ones and hammer you out something you'll love to wear for the rest of your life. And you can keep me. Every time you look at that rock, you'll think of me. It's called the Doug Steffen Diamond. That's what that is. 21 past the hour in the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Greetings. It's time for a Throwback Thursday, one of my favorite parts of doing this program. Pretty much every part has its own attraction for me. That's kind of why we do it this way, because I like the way we put the program together. And Victoria came up with this idea a couple of years ago of taking this music, a very important part of our life, and each hour on this program we take 5-6 minutes to go into some musical memory or some musical news, and then we just, in this circumstance, throw out everything else and go back to a week. This week is 1970, as a matter of fact. During this week in 1970, CCR was number 5 with Run Through the Jungle. Crank that puppy up there for a second, will ya? Those guitar players. This is so typically Creedence, the sound of Creedence, which is so unique. I always liked Creedence. A lot of different things that made them really successful. Boo! Alright. I'm not going to sing, though. Ladies, you're okay now.
Yeah, let Fogarty take this one.
Yeah.
You can sing the others.
John Fogarty. Alright. Let's go to the next one, then, and see if I can sing along with S&G, Simon and Garfunkel. And number 4 this week in 1970 was Cecilia. This is a good pop song. One of their best. Yeah, it's a good song. Good story, too. Listen to the story. Begging you please to come home. Shaking my confidence daily. Women do that to men. More of men's lives have been ruined by women. Amazing.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and definitely no women's lives have been ruined by men ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Never.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. That's number 4 this week from Simon and Garfunkel. Number 3, another great pop song from the R&B mind of Tyrone Davis. This is fabulous. But if I had toying back the hands of time, I would be alone until the day I die, and we would have a love so divine. I can just turn back the hand. Another guy that screwed up a good relationship. That's what this song is about. Don't you like this stuff, though?
I like it. Yeah. I've never heard this song before. But
haven't you? Oh, all right. I'll be quiet. Listen to it. Yeah, good. healthy and sore. That's you can always tell with that kind of with the trumpets and the brass sounds. That's Philadelphia.
Oh, darling, please, please let me come back home.
Please. All right, let's make way for the best song of the week. It was a one-hit wonder for a group, a studio group, called the Ides of March. I'm your vehicle, baby. Oh, man, what a great rock song. Love you. Need ya. Got to have ya.
Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
Listen to this. Working space. Your friendly stranger.
Never heard this either, but I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, can you fast forward it up a little bit to get to the part where he's in the back seat of the car?
No.
What do you mean, no? Richie used to be able to move that stuff along. This must be different recording stuff. Anyway, I gotcha. I love you. I gotta have you, baby. Et cetera, et cetera. And good God in heaven. Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, my least favorite song of the week was the number one song. Actually, it was 3 weeks in a row. The Guess Who with American Woman. Never liked this song. Because I was not a purist when it came to rock. I was more of a purist when it came just to hit music as a jock. I remember playing. I remember saying on the air I didn't like the song even though it was number one. When I was a jock playing it in 1970. Ugh. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, ready to head out onto the road this summer, but want a vehicle that has all the space for a road trip, but can save you extensively on fuel? The perfect choice is the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. Chrysler invented the minivan segment, and this new Chrysler will get up to 84 mpge. Starting under $40,000, it has flip-up screens in the back with pre-programmed games for the whole family, and a built-in vacuum cleaner for those little goldfish accidents. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect feeder, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You want to find a used car. You want to find a great deal on a used car. Well, lucky for you, we want what you want. We're Carfax. Just say, show me the Carfax, and you can find great deals on used cars and start saving today. Because now you can search millions of used car listings at Carfax.com. You'll see the best deals right away. Because only Carfax gives you the most accurate price based on a car's history. Now you can start your used car search and start saving at Carfax.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chilling audio from a cell phone video that shows the suspected high school shooter in Parkland, Florida, bragging about his plans for the attack before he carries them out.
My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018.
Prosecutors releasing the videos that were recorded before the Valentine's Day massacre that left 17 people dead. In one of the videos, Cruz says he was hoping to kill at least 20 people.
Location is Stone Douglas in Parkland, Florida.
U.S. and North Korean officials meeting again today to discuss a possible summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had dinner last night with a top-ranking North Korean official in New York City. They're to meet again today to talk about the plans to resurrect what was a June 12th summit. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, DJV show, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air with some more people in the news. Governor Greg Abbott, Texas governor, has unveiled new school safety strategies. You'll remember what happened at Santa Fe High School a couple of weeks ago, 10 dead, and so his new strategy to address school safety in the form of an address yesterday. He said, everybody in this entire process, everybody in the state of Texas never wants to see another occasion where innocent children are gunned down in their own schools. That's a pretty pedantic, simplistic statement.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, what is that? No, there are a lot of people who want to see kids shot in school. What are you talking about, sir? Anyway, during an event at Dallas in the administration building, he said that he wants to implement school hardening strategies, like reducing the number of entries and exits at schools. And we've talked about that. That seems to be the way things are going, right?
Yep.
Common sense, yep. Strategy also calls for more school marshals, increased law enforcement presence at schools, and active shooter and emergency response training. So that's pretty much what is going on in other big cities.
Right, exactly. And I'm in New York City, and you know, there's metal detectors and single entry, and there's an armed guard, and that's it. And we've never once had a single mass shooting in the history of New York City. And so, and you would think in a place like New York City that it would happen all the time. It does not, because of those reasons. The schools have just been, they've been that way for a very long time. And, you know, it is what it is. But I like the idea of the school marshal, whether it's, you know, a plain closed, like an air marshal, that type of a thing. I think that's fine. I'm totally fine with that. I am not someone, I don't have kids, but, you know, I'm not someone who has said, I don't want any guns anywhere in the school. I don't think that's going to make a lot of common sense at this point. But I still don't think that the teachers need to be the ones with the guns. I really don't. I think teachers should be there for a specific reason to teach and focus on that. And the marshals can be there to focus on school safety. And it's a totally separate thing.
I will not argue that point with you at all. I think you have said what makes common sense, and that's what a lot of this is, just plain old common sense. Let me go one step further with that. You know, this week we've been talking a lot about Starbucks and their new no purchase necessary policy and the environment of stores. The
hashtag attention. Our bathrooms are now gross.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So an interesting fellow who writes a lot on business. His name is Chris Collins, founder of Syndicate X, which is a society for entrepreneurs and leaders. Wrote a book called Gamification, Playing for Profits, and has a TV show called Unleashed. So he is someone that people may pay attention to. He says that under the circumstances, what's going on here is good. He praised Starbucks' open-door policy because it's inclusive. He says it may sound cute and it may be, you know, they're making or they're manufacturing an environment that seems to care for you. But he said Starbucks has revised its policy, code of conduct for store visitors. In other words, he's looking more deeply into what they did and says, he doesn't know whether this new policy will strategically increase sales or if it's just a goodwill PR gesture, but he thinks that it's the right thing for them to do. So maybe down the road it has its benefit. Right now, though, it sounds like it's pretty gross. Just anybody coming in off the street going, don't most restaurants, no matter what size, don't they require that you be a patron? I've walked into restaurants and used the restroom. And, you know, just walked in, went to the restroom, and left.
Sure, and people do that all the time at McDonald's and things like that. But, yes, if you walk into a regular restaurant, whether it has a sign at the door or not, most likely it's, you know, it says restaurant or the bathrooms are for customers only.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, but I guess Starbucks is overcorrecting now.
What he said was 25% of the people taking them up on the no purchase necessary policy with no intention of buying anything actually will end up buying something. Survey after survey, they'll walk by something, they'll see a sandwich or they'll see a drink or they'll see a muffin or something, and he thinks for Starbucks it's a smart move. Sales comes from it. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
It's interesting. Could be.
All right. Another Russian. Man, the world's full of Russians today. Arkady, how do you pronounce it, Babchenko, who supposedly was murdered.
Yeah.
Russian journalist and critic of the Kremlin. He was reported to have been shot in Ukraine. Showed up alive at a news conference yesterday to declare his murder was faked by security services in an effort to foil an assassination plot which had been focused on him. It's kind of an interesting development. This is the guy who had nothing good to say about Bad Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
Walked into a room of journalists in Kiev who'd been expecting to get an update on his dying, his slaying. He apologized to his wife for the hell she's gone through. It sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
It very much is taken right out of a Jason Bourne kind of movie.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Because she even testified, the wife is in on it too, the wife testified that she came home and found him just bleeding out all over the floor, that she found him dead. So she's in on the lie too.
Well, is that because, all right, so he said, I thought he was apologizing to her because she'd gone through agony thinking he was dead. But
no,
she knew he was alive. She was just playing along.
That's what I got from the press conference. It was a little jumbled up yesterday, but that's what I took away from it, is that that was her testimony, that she found him bleeding out on the floor.
Yeah. All right, speaking of tragedies and what you get from things, Jimmy Kimmel has been soundly criticized by some of his supporters for coming to, not the aid of, but suggesting that compassion be shown for Roseanne, who obviously has a mental, emotional problem. And it isn't, as you, I think, enumerated earlier, it kind of wasn't expected. But why don't people have tolerance for, why would somebody take a shot at Jimmy Kimmel? Just let him say what he wants to say. I'm not a fan of his particularly, but I thought it was nicely done. And I didn't think it was tongue-in-cheek, and I didn't think he was being a wise-ass by saying what he said.
Yeah.
So what else is there to say about it, I suppose, under the circumstances? Just it's too bad people are that judgmental. But maybe people could say that about us. We are here doing radio programs like this, talking about the facts, and then our judgmental overview of the situation is what comes up. So maybe we're the same. Let me give you my judgment on how to lose weight. Can I do that? Calotren, Calotren. Make note of that and their website, toploss.com. The reason that this works is because it and the company understand how your body works. 30% of your body is protein, and 30% of that is collagen. Without collagen, your face sags, your skin gets old, your body breaks down. So you need to have collagen to keep yourself from going down that declining road to nowhere. Calotren's essential active ingredient is collagen. It's protein, known and proven for more than 30 years to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You've heard me say many times in my exercise routine, I'm interested in muscle. Now, do I always do the right thing? No, I abuse myself with sugar. Chocolate I love, ice cream I love, pie I love. So I have a round belly after the winter when I don't get as much exercise as I do when in the summertime I'm on the farm. And so I determined the best way to get rid of that was to try this Calotren. And boy, has it worked wonderfully well. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's on this program as well, is on the Calotren routine. It's not a diet. It's just four capsules you take a couple of hours after you've had your dinner at night, go to sleep, and during the first 90 minutes of your bedtime, you will have, and don't drink wine, don't do anything. Just have a glass of water before you go to bed. Take these three or four pills and do yourself a favor. Have a good night's rest. Lose the weight. It's all really a fabulous way for you to enhance how you look and how you feel. Here's the special deal at toploss.com. 10% off. You get free bottle when you buy three, so you're getting 10% off the three bottles, and you get a fourth bottle free. Pretty good deal, huh? 10% off the first three bottles, the fourth one is free. Go to toploss.com for Calotren. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the 10% off deal and the free bottle. That's DJV the code at toploss.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 44 past the hour on the DJV show, we're joined now by Adam Helfgott, who is the CEO and project lead of the MAD Network, M-A-D Network, which is a privacy consumer-first engine powered by blockchain technology. Now, you don't know me, Adam, and I don't know you, but for me to get that out of my mouth in one sentence that sounds like I actually know what I'm talking about is quite a feat, because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know what blockchain technology is. Let's start there. We're talking about protecting your data, your privacy. Victoria has been talking, my colleague here, about how you got to make sure that all of your technology is up to date. You got to change passwords. Routers are a problem. So, how does this all mix together here, Adam?
I mean, so a whole bunch of things are happening now at once. The Cambridge Analytica scandal that happened with Facebook in the industry of advertising technology. That's just like any other Tuesday. They just happened to get caught, and they got caught because they did do something that was a little egregious, but it wasn't really technical. What they did is that they crossed our moral boundaries. You take a survey to figure out what kind of potato you are, or, you know, some sort of fun thing online, and then that data is then used to figure out if you're leaning to the right, leaning to the left, and then being shown propaganda in that
So in other words, if you like a big potato, you're leaning to the right, small potatoes lean to the left. Is that it?
Quite possibly, but who knows? Someone figured that out somewhere.
Right.
So that's really the thing there, though, is that you didn't give consent for that to happen, right? Mm-hmm. You might have signed some 50-page terms of service that maybe said that, but you actually didn't say, hey, take this data and then serve me political ads based upon that. You never actually said that. And so all we're doing is developing a mechanism where your data stays on your devices and that you get to start choosing what the context of how your data is being used. We see that as a future state.
This sounds pretty important, a better place then. Yeah, sounds very important.
Adam, is this software that we can purchase, or what form does this get delivered to us?
Yeah, so this is like the pipes, the underbelly of how all the stuff currently works. So the platform. So it's not something a consumer can go out and buy. It's actually the way when an advertiser purchases media, like let's say on this radio station, how that is being targeted to them. If this was an online type of thing, it's the pipes of how that actually works. So we're working with the major ad agencies about putting this into like the back end, so that this is how the future will work. And as a consequence, it gets rid of a lot of the middlemen as well. And that's the promise of blockchain technology, is that you can kind of you can get rid of a lot of the things in the middle.
Cuts out the middleman. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. What's GabCon? How does that? You run a thing called Mad Hive. I'm trying to get some of this lexicon straightened out here. Explain that.
So GabCon is run by a fellow named Gabe Greenberg. It's an audience-based buying conference that's basically when people are buying audiences. So again, like when Coca-Cola needs to reach, consumers that, are, quote unquote in market for fizzy soda. They go to a platform and they buy that data and then put the ads on those people's screens. And so GabCon is a conference that gets people together to talk about that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's sort of a trade show, that sort of thing. So how long is it going to take are we going to be able to stay ahead of the curve here, or are things changing so quickly once we get this taken care of, something else is going to be in our face?
We're looking at this as like an infrastructure that should last a while. The ad. It's funny how the advent of Bitcoin and blockchain, which actually allows people to transact value between each other in the same way that you would on the street. If I hand you $20 on the street, I don't have it anymore. There's no way to do that online, and that's what this blockchain technology does.
Yeah. All right. So it sounds like consumers will benefit from knowing more about this. And where do we go for more information?
Sure, there's a website called Mad Network, madnetwork.io.
Madnetwork.io. All right, good to have you here. Thanks, Adam.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Visits from the dead. Chuck Curry's specialty is dead stuff. This comes from the Dead Zone. The Night of the Walking Dead. The dead will live. The dead will rise. All right, Chuck.
It's not a zombie movie, though. It's actually a Stephen King movie. You know, it's about a guy who acquires the ability to read the future by touching people. And it's Christopher Walken's birthday, who's 76 years old today. This is my favorite Christopher Walken movie. I think his best performance. Although he was awesome in The Deer Hunter in 1978, which he won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor of Vietnam. Yeah. War film directed by Michael Cimino, which was one of the outstanding films of the 1970s. He's had 132 acting credits in his long career. Some of my favorites, At Close Range, a movie he did in 1986. Featured the Madonna theme song, Ghost Girl, with Sean Penn. And also was pretty cool as the villain, Max Zorin, in A View to a Kill. Oh, yeah. James Bond film in 85.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really had some good roles, and he comes across quite well. A very quirky guy, as you might imagine from watching him play the roles he does, but he gets it. He's, it's sort of like, we were talking about this, actors in movies and television are often maybe more even than quirky. The reference to Roseanne Barr and what Jimmy Kimmel said about her, giving her a little bit of slack because she does have a mental problem. And it turns out that a lot of people, and Kimmel's probably run into them over the years, a lot of people who are very talented actors, actresses, performers are nuts. And so, in the vernacular.
Clinically?
Yeah, I think there are
definitely a little off center. A lot.
Yeah, and she certainly has a mental problem. There's no question about that. So Jimmy Kimmel says, give her a break. And some people don't want to do that. Listen, that's up to you. But I think it makes sense to think about it that way. What do you? I mean, think about some of the other.
No, I find what you say interesting, because if you look at certain people who don't like to give interviews, but when they do, a guy like Johnny Depp, or even Robert De Niro, when they do a talk show, they're an absolute awful interview. And you say to yourself, how are these people so good in front of the camera when they can barely get out two words an interviewer?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is the most boring interview ever, but he can play like such a badass and a ton of different roles. But yeah, you're right. There's some of those interviews are just painful.
Yeah. I saw an interview that Ellen did with Mark Harmon recently, and it was a minute and a half. That was all she could get out of him. He was done.
She's really good. Tough. She gets a lot of out of people, but that's terrible.
Right. Yep. All right, Chucker's got movie news for us. We never did have an official total of the box office winners and losers this past weekend, so maybe you can reference that in a moment here.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
All right, so Chucker, how did the long weekend shake out in terms of total box office?
Solo, a Star Wars story, did finish number one. I think it did like $102 million in business, which the industry is calling a massive disappointment. You know, if you look at the Memorial Day history of totals, films don't really do tremendous numbers on Memorial Day weekend. They were
people are traveling.
Yeah, they travel, so we'll see.
I think that movie will have legs. I'll bet it'll stay on top for a month. What do you bet? What's coming out next? Isn't there some? When is that Ocean's 8 or whatever come out? When's that coming out?
That's 3 weeks away.
All right, what's between now and then that's big? Nothing that I remember.
I think Ocean's 8 is the one that's big, just on June 8th. A movie called The Drift, which is not, which I like the trailer, comes out this weekend. Other than that, Deadpool 2 and Avengers Infinity War ran out the top three. Speaking of Tom Cruise, he tweeted, I think this morning, that production has finally got underway on the long-awaited sequel to Top Gun. I think it's called Maverick, Top Gun. Original came out in 1986. It's interesting because all his counterparts like Bruce Willis, John Cusack, Nicolas Cage, making movies direct to DVD on a Walmart shelf. Tom Cruise continues to make $200 million plus blockbusters. So,
It is. He can bring in the audience, man, that's for sure. All right, good job, Chucker. Thank you.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.